My brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no doubt that every obligatory prayer we pray, there are shortcomings in that prayer. No one can ever guarantee that he prayed an obligatory prayer 100% according to what Allah Azza wa Jal wanted from him. So as a result, there is a problem. And what is the solution to this issue? How do we rectify and resolve and correct the shortcomings that take place in our obligatory prayer? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us of three things. Number one, something known as sajdat as-sahu, the sujood of forgetfulness. And that has an entire discussion in the books of al-fiqh, in the chapter of as-salat. The idea is that if you increased something in the prayer of the obligations, or you removed something from the prayer, you make up for it at the end of the prayer by doing two sujood. And that's called sajdat as-sahu, the sujood of forgetfulness. We'll speak about this later on, otherwise you can revise it in the books of al-fiqh. And that rectifies the shortcoming in the prayer. The second matter is the istighfar that we say after the prayer. And the best version of that is to say astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And that is to be said three times immediately after the prayer. And the short version is to say astaghfirullah three times. Al-ulama rahimahumullah, they said that this istighfar, seeking Allah's forgiveness after the obligatory prayer, is for the shortcomings that took place in the obligatory prayer. So you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal that He rectify the shortcomings that took place in your obligatory prayer. And as a result, this istighfar is working towards completing your obligatory prayer. And the final thing is Salat As-Sunan, especially As-Sunan Al-Rawatib, the voluntary prayers that you pray throughout the day and throughout the night, especially the sunnah prayers that are attached to the fard, the ones that come before and after, like al-fajr, the two rak'at before, and al-duhr, two rak'at before, and two rak'at after, wal-maghrib, two rak'at after, and al-duhr, al-isha, two rak'at after. These sunan prayers, sunan al-rawatib, and generally the voluntary prayers of the day and the night, the purpose is that they rectify the shortcomings that took place in the obligatory prayers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says on the day of judgment that when the servant, the believer, is held to account for his prayers, for his obligatory prayers, if they are missing, if there are shortcomings in this, he asks the angels and he knows. He says to them, "Unfuru, hal li'abdi min salati tatawwa'." He says, look into his record. Does he have any voluntary prayers? If there is voluntary prayers, they are added to his obligatory prayers, and his obligatory prayers become complete, and he is granted success on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Even this is the idea. It is good for you to know that every salat of obligatory prayer we pray, there are shortcomings and there are faults in it. How do we fix them? Depends. Could be sajdat as-sahu, if that is required, al-istighfar after the prayer, and the voluntary prayers that you pray throughout the day and throughout the night. So focus, my brothers and sisters in Islam, on your obligatory prayer first and foremost, because this is what Allah Azza wa Jal loves, and this is what He obligated. He only obligated them because He loves them, and He wants the servants and the believers to pray them and to focus on them. And then for the shortcomings, you make istighfar, you pray your sunan, and hopefully your prayer issue would be resolved on the day of judgment. Wallahu a'lam. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.